What are we doing?
Shh. What is... Why is this record playing?
I feel like I should be wearing a pair of green slacks.
It's the most important part coming up. Here, here. Here
what?
It is.
What's that?
That sounds about right, like the 50s, which is why all the domestic abuse and drunkenness.
What is this, Brian?
What are we doing?
It's Joe Williams.
Joe Williams.
Can we maybe turn this off?
No. A man ain't supposed to cry.
Yeah, why are you crying right now?
Listening to the song.
So good.
Yeah, okay.
It's
why don't you
not
walk
great.
Over and,
it's really
and,
not great
and shut it off.
It's not great music.
I'm gonna shut it off.
It's gonna be let it play out. It's got another 30 seconds.
Play the whole song. It's probably a 10
it's almost
song.
Done. Why? No, why? Don't shut it off. It's almost done.
Shut it off.
Wasn't almost done.
P.S. How awesome is it that I own a record player?
Let's talk about that.
Brian, do you own a record player?
Sorry, I have to collect myself after hearing that song.
What? Where did you get that record?
Joe Williams.
Yeah, gave it to you?
It was the one copy ever made. It's so fucking bad.
I'm a very creative person, as you guys know.
Self-proclaimed.
Right?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
One of my outlets is I have an old record player.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Greg's little rig right here.
Yeah, that's right.
And I feel like it's something everyone should probably have now.
Oh, everyone should have a record player.
And one of the things I like to do is, you know, just walking distance.
That's a black man? Joe Williams is a black man?
Oh, yeah.
How white did that guy sound?
I didn't think he sounded
look at him. Look
white.
How depressed he looks. He's wearing a sweater, a turtleneck.
Oh, he's wearing a green sweater. Did I not just say I feel like I should be wearing green slacks?
Yeah.
We're looking at the record
album
sleeve.
Cover.
Yeah.
The album... It's called
A Man Ain't Supposed to Cry.
Brian, you saw this album.
So there's a store down the street from me that I walk down. One of my favorite things
what's
to do
called?
Is go down. I don't even know what it's called.
Oh, the record store on Franklin?
Yeah.
Nice. You're willing to pimp an overpriced laundry service, but you have no idea supporting a local record dealer.
Is that not the fucking... That
I know.
Chaps my ass so
he
much.
He gets upset.
I can't... Yeah. He pays $60 a month to have someone do his laundry.
I know.
Can you even explain to me who the fuck does that?
Yeah. So I go down to the record store.
Yeah.
And I sometimes, and they're like $1, $2 for records.
Yeah.
And I'll buy an album strictly based on the album cover.
Okay,
that's why it's so bad.
Yeah, Greg, you should describe this album
cover. All right,
cover.
Okay. The album cover is a man, a black man,
mm-hmm.
with a, his name is Joe Williams.
Mm-hmm.
It's a light green album cover,
mm-hmm.
and he's wearing a light green blue turtleneck sweater that zips up the front. It's ribbed, and he has a lazy left eye, and he's like looking. He's up against a wall, so there's a shadow behind him, and he's like looking super friggin' depressed.
He looks
and
so depressed,
super not present that his picture's even being taken.
Yeah, his eyes are a little bloodshot as well. This is pre-photoshop.
Like he's probably not.
No, I think he's
looking
been crying
up and up and off.
Crying.
To
yeah.
the left.
I think he's been crying.
A man ain't supposed to cry, and yet there he is, looking like he's about to cry.
I've been told by several sources,
mm-hmm.
People who are clairvoyant or have a bit of a line into the nether world, the other outer regions, that I have a soul of an older black man. And when I came across this album, I was drawn to purchase it and put his music on. And upon listening to this music, I realized that, yes, that is true.
Why do you pay $60 a month to get your laundry done? Like, what the fuck is going through your mind when you write that check? I like to burn money.
What's interesting is
why aren't you answering me? I have to know.
There's nothing to discuss here. We've already discussed this.
Have we discussed this?
We did talk about it.
And it's absolutely not worth me justifying to you specifically how to spend money.
I'm just saying. $60?
It has nothing to – like, I don't understand – I don't understand what you don't understand about it.
It's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Do you know what's insane, Gregory?
What?
Most of your actions in your life.
Totally. Okay. No, I readily admit it.
Fine.
Why can't you admit?
Admit what?
That spending $60 on laundry a month is an insane action.
You went out and spent $585 on a pair of boots, right?
Nope.
Okay.
$400.
That, to me, that's crazy.
Where are these
boots?
That's
insane.
They're there. I wear them every day. Oh, they're not right there. Those are boat shoes.
Yeah.
The ones that I wear all the time. No, they're in the
closet. It doesn't matter. With the point being, you spend money how you want to spend money. I spend money how I want to spend money.
That's
I don't
true.
Classify... You're to me spending $500 on a pair of boots. I'm like, are you a woman? Like women do that in my mind, but I'm not going to put that on you.
But you're thinking it, so I'd rather you just said it.
What does it matter what I'm thinking?
But see, a pair of boots that's $400 that's going to last me 5 years.
Yeah. First of all, they won't last you 5 years. Number one. Number two, what you're talking about is a service that I enjoy participating in.
Yeah.
It's like getting a mani pedi. There are some girls who like that because it makes them feel good.
Makes them feel good.
And
there
so,
are people who get massages every other week for $100 a whack. There are people who spend $34.99 a month to refer a gym membership.
Now, would you classify this service as a guilty pleasure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there it is. If it's a guilty pleasure, if it falls into that category, then there's nothing you can say
then
about
it. Then you can just excuse any sort
of
madness.
You would have to.
You have to.
Because like if they say it is a justifiable, like, no, this is actually more financially feasible than you don't
I've
say that.
I've never said that. I mean, there's no argument on that.
Right.
To me, it's a It's a luxury.
Yes.
It's a luxury tax. To me.
So some people, you know, they can actually afford the luxury though.
That's a luxury that I like to have.
You
and
afford
that
yourself.
That I afford myself.
Yeah. And you're willing to forego other things
what
in order
what else in my life that you guys have witnessed that I'm
paid for $60 a month?
I live such in a lap of luxury.
I know.
Such a luxurious choice.
But see,
there goes Brian again, spending $460 on a pair of boots. Oh, there he goes, spending $1,000 on a suit. Look at he goes.
No.
He's spending $680 a month on a car. That's a little BG.
No,
he doesn't do any of that, guy.
Yeah.
But he does do one thing.
Yeah.
And he has a laundry service happen to him every month.
Yeah.
And he'll have that for probably a very long time.
Okay.
But
you know
do you ever calculate how much money that is a year?
Why? What's the point?
Because it's important to be like, where's my fucking money?
I know where my money goes, but we're talking about a luxury item.
But what about over the course of your life, how much money
$720 a year.
A year. That's $700
a year.
Hang on. Remember, this is something that makes him happy.
Does it make you happy?
Yeah, do you know what I never think about?
What?
Laundry. Ever.
That's not true. Because I talk to you about it constantly.
No, but
you talk to me about it for you.
That's different.
No, for you.
I never talk about it.
You think about it all the time because I won't let you forget.
Okay, that's different. That's different. That is very different. Now, wait a second. When the laundry comes back, is there something in you that, like, you smile, you feel
every
good?
Every time it comes in, I'm like, how sweet is it that this is done?
Yeah.
And
Do the ladies put it away for you?
No, I put it away.
Oh. They should fucking give you a hand job.
As it's being put away, it's neatly folded, nice and clean.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to go spend 4 hours of my life in a debilitated insane asylum.
The laundromat.
Known as a laundromat.
See, that's his thing, he has such a ridiculous, overbearing
hatred.
He's an
amazing aversion to laundromats.
A laundromat.
Which,
by the way, laundromats are fucking great places, as long as you don't choose the ones that look like it's a 1945 Berlin insane asylum.
In other words,
and where do those
like,
exist?
They're all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely not. They're all falling in that category.
Many of them have lighting that looks like Joe Williams' album poster. He is probably in a laundromat.
Yes, no doubt.
How are you attracted to this when this is exactly what you don't like about a laundromat? That they're playing this kind of music.
They totally should be playing this song.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, on the inset, on this little insert thing, they totally color corrected the image because this sells better than the green one that actually that is the album.
These are some great album covers.
I miss album covers.
Well, okay, so you have some albums here.
Hey, what's the show? Are we going to introduce a show ever? Are we ever going to do this
right? We are, once again, 10 minutes in.
I hate this.
God, Brian.
Brian.
Brian. Brian.
Frankie Lyman. That looks like a good one.
Brian.
What?
Introduce the show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A Man Is Not Supposed to Cry, a special edition of The Shide Show. My name is Brian Gerard. I am with
Frankie Lyman's album cover. It's like, my dick is this big! He's doing that with his hands. Oh
my God. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Robert Scheid.
Hello.
And a very angry and ornery Gregory Hoyt.
I am not angry, baby.
He's just pushing buttons today.
Hey, ladies, come on over. I got a record player. I'll put on some records for you.
So do you think that's an attractive thing?
Putting records on is the best.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but the record ends. Yeah. And you might be, at that point, you might have gotten to a stage in the meeting, right?
Yeah, where you don't want to stop. You do not wanna,
I didn't say that. But you don't want to stop. And you got this record player over there going.
No. You don't let the record play. You don't let the record play as you're entering a romantic situation. The record player happens when you are just getting in. You know, people are just coming over. You're like, I'm going to put a record on.
But the thing that you can do is, you know, the early versions. You just stack them.
I can't stack it on mine.
Oh, you don't have a stackable.
Yeah, you can. Oh no, you can't.
No, I don't. It has to have that special.
It's a one at a time. Yeah. Mine is a stackable. Yeah. I put like 4 or 5 on at a time.
But still, that's only going to get you an hour.
An hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
But. It's just about like the sound quality and the vibe of like, hey, I have these few records, lady. Which one do you want to put on? And then she'll be like, oh, I like that one.
Did that happen before with CDs?
What?
I've got some CDs here. Which one do you want to put on?
That was my go-to line. Growing, I would be like, hey, you want to see my CD collection?
Yeah, dude.
Did you really?
Yeah, and you'd have the 6-disc. Remember the 6-disc Sonys or Panasonics? Mm-hmm. So you'd set, depending on who was coming over, you would set those 6 discs. That was always really fun.
Really?
Yeah, you could do shuffle. And depending on like what kind of party you were about to have, you would kind of set the tone. At least I would.
I remember when I first got a CD player, I thought it was the best thing of all
time.
Dude,
it was the best thing of all. Like, that was a very exciting time.
CD Walkman that I had. That was fun.
Oh, God, yeah. That was great. I still have one. I had one that connected to my car, remember? It had anti-shock, remember?
Through the cassette?
Yeah.
You put the cassette in. Yeah. With the cable.
Remember had the anti-shock thing? Because that was big, because you'd drive around and you'd hit a bump and it would
skip. When I drove out to L.A. when I first moved out here and I slept in my truck for a few weeks, I had a Walkman CD that was then hooked into a tuner device that you turned into your radio station.
Oh, the FM transmitter.
FM transmitter.
Oh, yeah, really? And the funny thing is that the old school analog tape in the cassette worked a whole hell of a lot better. It sounded so much better than the FM transmitter.
Oh, totally. Yeah, the FM transmitter. Transmitter. That's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
That's what it would do.
Yeah, well, in LA especially, there's so many frequencies.
A man is supposed.
So how many records do you have?
Well,
it's a small stack. Is that the stack?
Funny enough, my ex-girlfriend gave me this record player, which was like the coolest gift anyone has ever given me.
Yeah.
And she also gave me a bunch of records. But then when she broke up with me, she fucking took not only the records back, she took almost everything that she had ever given me back, which was odd. But she left the record player, which is great. So I then had a record player with no records. So when I went home for Christmas, my mom was like, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, well, I don't want you to buy me anything. But they had this great old record collection from the 80s that me and my sister, a lot of Neil Diamond, a lot of like Cats soundtrack.
Why you should have brought Neil Diamond back? That would have been great.
I think I did.
Joseph.
It's over there.
Technical.
But my sister loves Neil Diamond, so I left her, I think I left her that. Because, so for Christmas, I just said, bring out your record collection. Me and my sister can go through it and choose
Which do your ones? Parents still listen to records?
No.
No. So that's why they were
growing up, yeah. They had this fabulous old record player that was what they used to play, like Neil Diamond and everything on.
Yeah.
And my mom has an original Abbey Road Beatles record that when I was in high school, I got into listening to records and used their old record player in my room and would listen to the Abbey Road record over and over again. I was just like, holy shit, it's
now,
so good.
How into record playing are you going to get? Because, you know, they've got some systems
not into it at
that
all.
Are insane.
Not
I would
at
love
all.
To. If I had the resource and the space, I mean, if I had, like, if I had a nice house where I had a room where I could do it, I would definitely get, like, I like the
special
idea
special needles.
Yeah,
and,
I would do that for sure, but I just don't have the ability. Now, the other thing I would like to do is take one of those old table flip-top record players, the big-ass
big
console
ones.
And refurbish them. Like, that's something.
The one with the drop-down thing where you pull it back? Yeah, my grandmother had those.
Now, there's one thing that you could get that would help your collection. You could get one of those dry erase markers, but the dry erase erasers.
Mm-hmm.
And use it to clean your records.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're supposed to wipe a record off. Wipe
my
the
records
dust
off. Are fucked up because my we had this cat, and my parents for some reason stored the records down at ground level
with the cat,
and the cat would scratch the shit out of them. So they're all like, can you see on the sides at all? You can't really.
Oh no, I see some of the edges.
So, like,
are
they were
destroyed.
Torn to shreds. I remember as a I remember as a 6 year old being like, we got to put this cat down.
And here you are, he's still running around, that cat.
Nah, cat's dead.
Oh, okay.
Different cat.
Yeah. That cat's dead. Yeah. No, Longfellow's still around. Hey, you met Longfellow.
I did.
Oh, so how was Longfellow, just as we described?
I went to Gregory's house in Amesbury, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Was Longfellow refined and...
He's a gentleman.
Evil?
Well, Longfellow tried to sleep with me.
Whoa.
And I kicked him out.
Because
I can't sleep with pussy. So I did go to Amesbury.
Have we introduced the show yet?
We did.
Yeah. We did?
At the 10-minute mark, just like usual.
Do you want to introduce it now?
No. Again? We're done. I mean, that's fine. We're almost done.
Yeah.
I went to Amesbury, and interesting place.
Last show, one of the shows we did recently, you said you loved it.
I never said that.
He did say that.
He kind of did.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
No. I guess I'm wearing it on my sleeve, huh?
What? Wearing what on your side?
My emotions.
Ooh, you all right?
I did enjoy Amesbury.
Hey.
I did not enjoy Gregory's house, but I did enjoy Amesbury.
They still sell records, don't they? Like, artists, current artists put out
Vinyl?
Vinyl, yeah.
What the trend is now is you sell vinyl, and then you get a code to download an MP3.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
But what's that, for DJs?
I would imagine it's mostly
DJs. But I think that there's audio files. I think that everyone realizes that an album
P-H-I-L-E-S,
just sounds
P-H-I-L-E-S, audio files.
Audio like, files, P-H-I-L-E-S, files, are into vinyl. I think people are interested in listening, because vinyl really is one of the purest sounds you can get. It's much purer than a CD.
I don't know if that's
or
true.
Tape.
No.
I think
it has
its
different sound
quality.
Yeah.
And I think people are
it's not pure.
Are, there is
it's not
a
more pure.
Level of interest to keep that quality.
Yeah.
I think it is. I think it's pure. If you get the right needle, I think an album sounds
it's
way
not
better than
be better
a CD.
It's better than digital.
I think it's better.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong as well.
Okay.
It has a different quality. And it's, I would say, a warm,
cool quality.
A
really awesome
quality.
Agree to disagree, I guess.
All right.
I'm pretty sure me and Robert are
I mean,
right
we're
on
talking, like, scientifically, what sounds better audiophile-wise?
P-H-I-L-E
F-I-L-E.
Yeah.
An album sounds is the best-sounding medium.
So would you like a collection? Would you, like, want to have a collection similar to that in the movie High Fidelity? You know, the main character there? You see that?
Yeah, I saw
that. Like shelves and shelves of albums in alphabetical order or different. Actually, that was the cool thing. He would put them in different orders. Like,
yeah, because he would reorder them because of whatever.
Going
he reminded me of you, that guy.
Why is that?
Because he was John Cusack.
Oh, yeah. Because
you know who was not hot in that movie? The girl that he was all freaked out about. Who was that?
Catherine Zeta-Jones was one of them.
No, not her.
Molly Ringwald.
No, the one with the terrible bangs. She was blonde and she was having sex with Tim Robbins. None of us can even remember. That was my whole problem with that movie. Like, why would you be sweating this bird?
Because that's what the director told you to do.
That's right. They're acting. I keep thinking it's a documentary.
No, it's not real.
Is High Fidelity a documentary? No,
High Fidelity is a documentary. It's based on an exact... moment in John Cusack's life.
Oh.
Actually.
That they happen to catch?
How about John Cusack?
What about him?
Hits a home run every time.
Mm. Yeah, he's John Cusack.
What does that mean?
He just does his thing. He plays himself. And that is great. That's great.
Every time.
Yeah. Home run. He figured it out. People like me, I'm going to be me.
People don't like him.
Was it her? This girl?
Joelle Carter.
No.
No.
I don't know who she is then.
Maybe, though.
No, what, are you just typing random things into the fucking computer?
Yeah. Her.
That's her.
Her?
Like, who is that?
She needed to look indie.
Eben
Hagee. Oh, she looks great now.
We're checking out
her IMDb page.
She turned down a chance to audition for a role in The Lord of the Rings.
Are you kidding me?
Because she didn't want to have to travel so much and leave her family behind in Denmark.
What an asshole. What an asshole.
Would you do that?
No, absolutely not.
I'd say come with.
I'd be like, hey, we're going to have an amazing life. I'm about to be a part of one of the most amazing filmmaking experiences in the history of the world.
How long do they shoot for?
Years. 4 years.
No, it was 2 years, I think.
No,
right?
No. It was four years.
Four or five, all in.
It was fucking epic.
It's amazing.
And all of those people are set for life. Like, yeah, what is wrong with you? You could roll around with your children in fields of gold for the rest of your life after that experience. And you're going to New Zealand, and that's, like, an amazing experience as it is.
Yeah.
I hate hearing stories like that. Yeah. I'm always so shocked that there are these...
Brian,
sorry, I had to excuse myself from the table for a second.
Did he just say a woman's right to tears will be hers until she dies?
Yeah, but a man ain't supposed to cry.
That's great.
Yeah. Good job, Joe Williams.
What a deep message of ridiculousness.
I think I can hear the sounds of washers and dryers going in the background.
He's a slave. Slave of love. That's real stuff.
He's a heroin addict.
No.
Yeah. No.
I think he's talking about something we can all relate to. It's good to hear him speaking his voice.
Thanks. People are tuning out all across the country right
now. Yeah. Because we were in a very great conversation about projecting amazing opportunities.
And then
you
he was broadsided by a heroin addict from 1971.
In a laundromat.
Yeah.
Thank you,
trying
Joe
not
Williams.
To cry.
Thank you, Joe Williams.
Yeah.
The fluorescent lighting is making me want to die.
Thanks for hanging out, Greg.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
www.lavery.com.
Robert.
Oh, man. I'm Brian Gerard.
Out of control.
Thanks for listening to The Shite Show.
Yay.
Boo. This is by far the worst show we've ever done.
Now she is gone. My heart is yearning. Her love is cold, but mine keeps burning. How mine eyes could weep, but I've gotta keep them dry. 'Cause a man ain't supposed to cry.